It's 26 plus 6. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. I bet you're excited.
I'm very excited. I'm actually going to the footy tonight. This is the preliminary final of the AFL with the Swans versus the Kangaroos. Buddies and friends getting a lot of praise ahead of at least a couple of those finals tonight.
Well, certainly Buddy Franklin's getting some praise. I was having a chat with the bloke by the name of Kevin Sheedy yesterday. He happens to know a few things about Australian football, and he put Buddy Franklin's place in the Sydney structure and the future of the club and its history alongside Tom Hafey, Ron Barassi and the Plugger Lockett.
So, wow.
There's another comparison, another name to be thrown in there. A bloke who coached the Swans, or the Bloods as they were known, up until 1981 before they moved to Sydney, Ian Stewart. And the other thing that Kevin said was Ian Stewart famously, or infamously, depending whether you're a St Kilda supporter or not, left the Saints to go across to Richmond. And Kevin said Franklin's in the same situation where one club was weakened by the transfer and another club strengthened. Of course, Hawthorn weakened by the loss of Franklin and Sydney strengthened. And it's very interesting. Stewart did win Brownlows and Premierships at both those clubs, but I think Franklin can do one thing that Stewart didn't do, and that's win Premierships in successive years at two different clubs. So I don't think, being a forward and with all those tattoos, he's ever going to win a Brownlow to emulate Stewart. But that's just interesting, and it's really a huge challenge for North Melbourne tonight. They're a club that's finally worked out the sort of football it wants to play. I mean, at the beginning of the year, people were saying which North Melbourne's going to turn up.
Yeah, they've had an incredible season, really, haven't they? Yeah. Season in two parts.
Well, people have said that it took Brad Scott a while, the coach, a while to work out what sort of football he wanted his team to play. Now, in the last little while, that's been fashioned in the right way, and they've really been a bit of a form side towards the end of the season. So that's going to be a challenge. Scott Thompson's got a huge challenge on Buddy Franklin, and then you look around and say, well, who's going to go on Kurt Tippett? There's so many opportunities, and there's a wonderful midfield. So you'd have to say Sydney favoured tonight, but if the bright North Melbourne turns up, well, anything could happen.
Yeah, tough game. And buddies and friends, Jake Friend in the NRL is back for the Roosters North Queensland semi-final.
This is an amazing story, given this bloke was in intensive care a couple of weeks ago and lost something like 2 litres of blood. And he was told by the medical staff to sit and let his body recover and restore that amount of blood. But he's been picked to play against North Queensland tonight. His coach, Trent Robinson, full of praise for him. He just said, look, it just shows the quality of this bloke as someone who will do everything he needs to do to get right for the game. He said, Robinson said it's not a risk to play him. And it was interesting. Trent Robinson was also a bit peeved with the front cover of the Townsville Bulletin yesterday, which had Anthony Minicello photoshopped to be a chook on a spit, and the headline was "Cook the Chooks."
I can't believe they were upset by that. Honestly, what do they think tabloids are supposed to do?
That's for sure.
And in surfing news, Stephanie Gilmore through to the final of the big surfing event in California at Trestles Beach.
Well, it's big for her because has been in fourth spot in the overall competition this year. But she won't be disappointed, but she's up against Sally Fitzgibbons, another Australian who is ahead of her. So Stephanie Gilmore really needs to win this one if she's going to win another title. And remember, she's won 5 already. So interesting final upcoming there at Trestles Beach in California, Fran.
Oh, it's going to be a huge weekend in sport. I'll talk to you again at 7:30, Warwick.
Good on you, Fran.